The Sound of Texas, 95.9 The Ranch.
Let's move from Arlington, Texas down to Johnson County and say good morning to our very own Ranch Bash headliner, KC Donahue. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Man, doing well. How are you doing?
I'm just tired, man. We've been traveling the world, seems like.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out if you were on the road this weekend, which of course you usually are, but or if you were at the house trying to scramble and make all these clear the list dreams come true. By the way, thanks, man, for putting that on everybody's plate over the weekend. It certainly seems like, and I'm sure you probably found it somewhere else, but you had that thing up. I saw you and Josh Abbott kind of light a fire under it, and man, it seemed like it went viral. So let's talk about exactly what's going on, how you found out about it, and where we're at this point. It's Clear the List, and obviously it's a back to school campaign. It sounds like a lot of teachers need a lot of help.
Man, overwhelming. This is one of those things that just, God, like you opened a can of worms, and it's just not ever gonna end. You know, we just, I think Josh originally, somebody started the Clear the List, and he got a social media contact, and somebody just wrote me, "You're not gonna let Josh Abbott out, do you?" And of course, I'm not. So we helped the first person, and then helped another one, helped two or three, and then Melinda's on there, and she's, you know, she did seven or eight teachers, and all of a sudden just the floodgates were open,
right.
and we were just getting bombarded, and then it just got to be, we're like, okay, we're going to need more help if we're really going to get into this. And it was just one of those reach out. She started to GoFundMe. And I reached out just on social media, put some pressure out, and got people involved. You know, my sister's a teacher. I actually taught school for 1 year right after college. And, you know, I'm a big fan of what teachers do. And, you know, I know how hard it is. It's a tough job. They spend tons of their own money trying to raise our kids, really, if you want to just get down to the truth of it. And you know, it's the world's not set up for teachers. You know, I didn't know this till yesterday also, is that teachers can only deduct $250 of their personal money that they spend in their classes their taxes.
That's crazy.
Wow.
And they spend thousands. That's crazy. We got to fix this.
Yeah, and you know, you're exactly right. The teachers, for the first 18 years of your kiddo's life, they are partly responsible for helping to raise your children. And they don't get a whole lot of assistance, obviously, from the state, or these campaigns wouldn't exist. So this is just another way that we can all file in and help out. I think, you know, and of course, in our case, with our kiddos, and you may see the same thing, Casey, is there is a list that goes out, or an opportunity to buy a box of school supplies that your child will need. And some of it is for personal use, some of it is shared in the classroom. But this is beyond that. These are other items that they need to continue and further educate these kiddos in these classrooms. And it can be different for each teacher, depending on what school they're at, depending on what grade level they teach. And so, you know, it's not something that, hey, we're already doing this. These are things that are above and beyond that we can do to continue to help these teachers, because, like I say, they go so far to help us with our kiddos every day. So Clear the List is the hashtag. Is this just a Twitter thing? Is this all social networks? I've been following it on Twitter all weekend.
Yeah, it's across all of our socials. You know, we've had over 5,000 requests from teachers, and I think that was a count yesterday. So this is really big. We've raised over $36,000. We had a social media contributor from California named Jeffrey Starr jump up and donate $25,000 right off the bat. And so we've still been chiseling away. And people, I've seen people give $4, give $9, give $6. So every little bit helps. And I can assure you that every dollar of this is going to be spent on teachers. So if it's something where you don't want to go clear anybody's list on your own, which is great too, you can jump on my Twitter feed and pick a teacher and clear their list, because once you clear it, it's already cleared and we're not going to clear it again. So you can help out on your own, or if you want to donate $5, $2, whatever. Melinda's been in the office nonstop for a couple of days, just going through here on Amazon's cut us off four or five times, like we're like a fraud problem. So we had to call and get them, like, hey, listen, we're behind all these lists. Quit cutting us off. So we're working on that too. And
Talking to Casey Donahue, Ranch Bash headliner 2019. Of course, the guy that picked up the flag and ran with it this weekend with this Clear the List campaign that you've seen on all your social networks. Of course, Josh Abbott, like you said, Casey, that was the first person that I saw do it. Then, like I said, it picked up with you. But obviously, shout out, saw Bart Crowe get behind this thing, William Clark Green, Wade Bowen. I'm probably leaving
everybody's
a handful of folks out.
You know, yeah.
But as far as this goes, and what a great opportunity for the Texas music community to kind of come together and help these teachers out on the front end of the school year. So, you've posted some lists that you've been given through these teachers through your Twitter feed. And as you said, you can just click on one of those lists and clear what you can. If you can't clear the whole thing, I think that's perfectly acceptable. Or you can just donate to the GoFundMe account. And you've also provided that link through your social networking feeds, correct?
Yes, sir. We appreciate the help.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, thanks for what
you're
doing.
Thank you.
Man. Thanks for helping us get the word out to everybody. And we'll be talking to you soon.